بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Radio Islam's Nizam Hour. Yes, this Saturday afternoon, almost into evening, very cozy and rainy evening here. Almost such an atmosphere and such an environment where you just don't want to come out of the bed. But yes, we're here on the airwaves of Radio Islam International to warm up your evening this Saturday afternoon with a Nizam Hour edition. It gives me great pleasure and great honor to welcome my co-host for the evening. And as always, Brother Nu'man Punch, by Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yusuf, how are you doing on this Saturday, cold Saturday? I think you must have been sleeping the whole day.
Yes, and I was actually in that one of those moods today where I had actually nothing to do, no responsibilities, nowhere to go, no work. I just had to sit in my bed the whole day.
I think I was still on the same boat, being early this morning and then going back home, yeah, and sleeping out about 4 hours. That's difficult to wake up, but we have to be back.
Yes, we have to be here in the airwaves, at the studios of Radio Islam International and on the airwaves of Radio Islam International. How's your Saturday evening going for you thus far? How's your Saturday been? You can interact with us 072-786-1548 and tell us, do you agree that sometimes the weather does affect your productivity? You know, you get those certain days where you just don't want to do anything. I'm not saying every day has to be like that, but sometimes I feel you are entitled to it. And I think we live a life of rat race, you know, we're just going about too fast and too often in too many places. Sometimes we lose ourselves in that, and we don't really realize what we are losing out actually in the reality of life and what actually precious to us. Only do we do realize this when we take a step back, we relax and we enjoy the things that actually matter most to us. And I'm referring to our family, and I know we've been touching on this in the past few weeks on the Nizam Hour whilst waiting for our callers, and it's something very paramount, very important for us to create that homely environment. And you know, within the maktab also, Nu'man, I've been talking to the children over and over, and sometimes I think they get in the impression, Mu'ana, you're overdoing it, but someone has to do it because there's so much of effort and so much of forces on humanity today, rather in the entire world, where people are just getting sucked up into technology, getting sucked up into things that really don't matter to them in life, and losing out on those things that actually do matter. Share your thoughts with us, 0786-1548. But more important than that, the number you have to dial, 011-854-1548. It's the Nizam Hour. You live, it's your chance to become I don't want to say famous, but it's your talent and your time to shine. Most definitely, you can come on to air, you can recite for us Quran, you can recite for us your favorite nasheed, or you can even request for us to play for you a nasheed. 011-854-1548.
Yes, Yusuf, you know, looking at where you're talking about making a homely environment, you know, that's like, from outside there's so many sources taking place in that. And this week also, if you read in that you know, that story, I don't know if you read about it, that blue whale or something like that, where that guy, he came up with this game where he makes youngsters want to commit suicide. So that's making headlines all over. It's not in South Africa as yet, but like, you know, people are being like taken up so much into technology and that. And if you ask a 5-year-old today, I think they know more about technology than ourselves also. Like, even though we're part of this technological age and era, but still there's like so much that they can do. Like, you know, looking at my younger brother, he actually does software upgrades and that. He's about 12, I think. So when he's doing software upgrades or whatever it might be, or doing things on people's tablets or iPads or whatever it might be, but like, you know, they're so young, but they know so much about it. So there's a lot of catch taking place at this moment, and the most important thing is that how those parents can make that environment for that young individual, or for that child, that they feel welcome, they feel more comfortable at home, and they don't have to resort to things where now the whole day maybe they're sitting on their tablets or they're sitting on their phones and trying to pass time where the family cannot give them time.
Yes, most definitely. I really wonder, do children still play sport? And I'm not talking about Friday night AstroTurf, which has become like a lifestyle more than actually sport. You know, it's just about going there and hanging out. Okay, guys, do play the actual sport of soccer, but it's more about just being in the company of friends. But besides that, you know, that street life which we grew up in, and obviously there were more emphasis were on it in the farm life where our parents perhaps grew up. Do people actually still play? Because, you know, I drive through lanes and I don't see youngsters playing. You know, normally you used to have a cricket match going on during the street, and when a car comes, the car has to halt and pause. Maybe the guy is on during his run up and he's about to bowl the balls. You know, like, uncle, wait, and you have to wait for them. Do you see it, my man? I don't know. Maybe it's in my extension.
No, I think it's what you're saying is right there, because most of the areas, you know, there's like what you say now, everyone's on their phones, on their tablets. It's that era, you know. So like, if the youngsters have to maybe play a game of street cricket or a game of street soccer, that is gonna, like, you know, everyone, if you look at it in that street, everyone's gonna join, right? Because it's once in a while. If you're gonna ask them, why don't we do this a weekly thing, or why don't we do this every month, the guys are like, you know what, we'll see now, you know. That's the thing. They haven't made it like part of the daily schedule or the weekly schedule or the monthly schedule.
Oh, unless they are playing it, but they're playing it online.
Yeah.
I know, that's how you get some guys in the team all over the phone, and you ask them, what are you doing? And like, no, we're playing pool online. And I'm like, why do you have to do that when you can actually just go to a pool table and the two of you actually enjoy the real thing itself, you know? And you find a guy, one person apart, and he's like, hey, and the other guy's looking on his phone, and I'm like, are you guys playing the same game? And they're like, yeah, we paired up and this and that. I don't know, maybe it's more interesting. I don't know. Share your thoughts with us. 0727861548. The lines are open. 011-854-1548 is the number you have to dial to come live on air. We just have approximately 15 minutes to the Maghrib break, but the show will carry on after Maghrib Salah, inshallah. But for now, let's see how many callers we can get in. 011-854-1548. We're going to go for a short Nasheed break, and when we return, we take your calls. في سبيل الله يسوق العمر بعزة كفاحة مثل زيد ومثل مصعب مثل حمزة والمثنى مثل جعفر والبراء والغافقي وابن الرواحة وين يبغى الشهادة مخلص والهاتمنا في سبيل الله يسوق العمر بعزة كفاحة مثل زيد ومثل مصعب مثل حمزة والمثنى مثل جعفر والبراء والغافقي وابن الرواحة أنت يا راعي الشهامة يوم قبل الحرب دنا مسلم يصرخ وينخى كيف ما نسمع صياحة كيف ما نسمع صياحة ليرضى مفجع عنا والجريح اللي مطوق وتألم من جراحه يتألم من جراحه يا راعي الشهامة يوم قبل الحرب دنا مسلم يصرخ وينخى كيف ما نسمع صياحه كيف ما نسمع صياحه دمع الكلى وصرخ الطب ليرضى مفجع عنا والجريح اللي مطوق وتألم من جراحه شعبي يضهد مفطنا كيف نرضى الظلم للمسلم ونقبل للوقاحة وين من يبغى الشهادة وين من يبغى الشهادة
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour. The time has just gone at 21 minutes past the hour of 5. And yes, it's your time to shine. It's your talent to show. Our engineer, Brother Ziyad, is indicating to us that we do have our first caller on the line. Let's take our first caller. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you're live on air.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Hafsa.
Hafsa, mashallah. And Hafsa, where are you calling us from?
Azadville.
From Azadville. And how's the weather looking like in Azadville?
Cold.
Is it very, very cold? Is it snowing there?
No.
Yusuf, I thought Azadville is snowing.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, even it's cold here in Lanesia, and I think most places in South Africa. And how was your day today?
Alhamdulillah.
What did you do? Did you have a hot cup of hot chocolate or coffee or tea?
I was playing with my sisters.
You were playing with your sisters. Oh, okay. MashaAllah. And what are you going to sing for us or read for us today?
Imani Mufasa.
Okay, you can start. Bismillah.
Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wa yawmil akhiri wa al-qadri khairihi wa sharrihi min Allah من الله والبأس بعد الموت لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Yes, mashallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mashallah. And what do you want our engineer, Brother Ziad, to play for you?
Hasbi Rabbi, my sister wants to speak.
Hasbi Rabbi, okay, not a problem, we will play that for you. You
my
can call your sister.
Ji,
you can call your sister.
Hello?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Hassana.
Hassana, and what's your surname, Hassana?
Rawat.
You are Hassana Rawat. And what's your father's name?
Ahmed.
Ahmed Rawat, and where are you calling us from?
PE.
From PE?
Azadwal.
Oh, you're all from Azadwal. Yes, your sister was telling us you're calling from Azadwal. Well, I forgot. And what are you going to do for us today, Hassana?
Kul
wallahu ahad. Okay, you can start. Bismillah.
Kul wallahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad. Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And what does Zama would like us to play for you, Hassana?
Hasbi Rabbi.
Hasbi Rabbi. Okay, we'll try and do that for you. Jazakumullah khairan for calling us. Assalamu alaikum. Your other sister, and what's her name?
Maymuna.
Maymuna. Okay, tell her she can speak also.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Maymuna.
Maymuna. How are you keeping, Maymuna?
Alhamdulillah.
And how old are you?
7
years old. And how old is Hassana?
5.
And how old is Hafsa?
9.
So Hafsa is the elder sister, then it's you, then it's Hassana.
Yeah, and I got another sister.
And another sister. Is she also going to come speak on air?
No.
Oh, what's her name?
Asma.
Asma, and how old is she?
1 year
old. Okay, we'll have to wait 1 or 2 more years for her to call. And what are you going to do for us today, Maymuna?
Suratim.
Okay, Bismillah.
Watim yuzaytun Faturisimin Wahadal baladil amin Taqad khalaqnal insana fi ahsan taqwim ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين Sadaqallahu al-Azim.
MashaAllah, what a beautiful recitation of Quran. And what does Zama would like us to pray for you?
Hasbi Rabbi.
All the sisters after Hasbi Rabbi. Okay, Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Shalom, Yusuf, that is going to be a house of hafidahs, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. Looks like the lines are buzzing. Let's go back to our line. 011-854-1548 is the number for you to dial. If you want to come on air, we just have approximately under 10 minutes before the Maghrib Adhan. Let's see how many callers we can take. Caller, you're live. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Muhammad Saad Jina.
Muhammad Saad Jina, my Yusuf. And which area are you from?
I'm from Brits.
From Brits, yes, the Gina's in Brits. I don't know, my Yusuf, if you remember, did you come with us when we went to Brits for our Rihla?
Yes, I was there. And what's your father's name?
Mala Ismail Gina.
Mala Ismail Gina, mashallah. And how's your father keeping?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, you'll give him our salams.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, mashallah. And what are you going to be reading for us today?
I'm going to read Quran.
You're going to read for us Quran. Oh, okay, mashallah. What are you going to read for us? Which surah?
I don't know.
Okay, you can go ahead. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أن رآه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى أرأيت الذي ينهى صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Are you becoming Hafiz?
Yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it inshallah and you become a full Hafiz inshallah.
Yes.
Inshallah. And what do you want our engineer to play for you?
Anything.
Anything?
Yes.
Okay, brothers, yeah, play whatever you like, okay, inshallah. Jazakallah for your call.
Mulana.
Ji.
Can my brother speak?
Well, Yusuf, his brother, wants to speak. No problem. Call your brother.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Safwan Jina.
Safwan Jina. How are you, Safwan Jina?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Why are you so shy?
I'm not so shy.
You're not so shy. Okay, you're just a little shy. How old are you, Safwan?
7.
7 years old, mashallah. And what's your favorite chocolate?
Ba.
Chi?
Ba.
Ba.
One
ba. Oh, ba one.
Yeah.
Which one is it? It's called one ba, it's called ba one. You're not sure?
One ba.
Or lunch ba?
Ba one.
Mashallah. And what are you going to do for us today, Safwan?
Sing.
You're going to sing? What are you going to sing for us?
Meto
ummati. Meto ummati. Okay, inshallah, you can start. Bismillah.
Meto ummati. Washayu bar. Get it. Ke mere aqa. Abne zare karam ke. Meto ummati. Washayu. Get it. Ke mere aqa. Abne zare karam. मैं तो भी सहारा हूँ दामन के ही खाली नबियों के नबी तेरी शान है निराली मैं तो उम्मती हूँ अशाही ऊपर करके मेरे आका अब नजरे करो हम के अकीरों ने लियो केरा हुआ है आका खुशगवार बजीना कोई नहीं है शिवाजी शाह आज से बनी है
माशाअल्लाह फॉर दैट सफवान व्हाट नज़म वुड यू लाइक अस टू प्ले फॉर यू
हां
व्हाट नज़म मस्ट वी प्ले फॉर यू व्हाट्स योर फेवरेट नशीद
My favorite one is...
I think his brother's tickling.
Meta Ummatiyo.
Meta Ummatiyo. Okay, inshallah. We're going to play that for you. Jazakallah for calling us. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
I want to see we got Maulana Habibi. And normally the Nizam Awa only sees him in Ramadan during the Rihla. We're not that fortunate. But maybe, I think he's got that voice for the Meta Ummati Nizam.
I think we need
we'll give him some time to practice it. We're not going to call him into studio now. Maybe during Ramadan Rihla we can throw him in for 2 minutes to get sneak preview of that voice behind him, inshallah. Okay, let's go back to our lines. We've got some callers, few minutes left, crunch time. Caller, you're live in here. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Zafira Pray.
Oh, and how are you keeping today?
Alhamdulillah, and you?
Alhamdulillah. What are you going to do for us today?
I'm going to sing a nazam.
Okay, bismillah, you may begin.
Shukriya Hafizo iska raho karte ada hifze Quran ke liye Allah ne tumko chuna Shukriya Hafizo iska raho karte ada हिफ़्ज़े कुरान के लिए अल्लाह ने तुमको चुना दस अजीजों के सिफारिश का तुम्हें मुझदा मिला इससे کر حفظ قرآن کا بلا کیا ہو سنا مل گیا ہے اور اپر سے جب سے آسروں کو آسرا حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا حفظ قرآن کے الفاظ تمہیں کر لیے نانگو سے تو دامن اپنے لی سر کر ابا عمل کی موتیاں چننے کو آیا مرحلہ حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا جن کی باتیں اس جہاں میں حافظ قرآن ہے جن کی باتیں اس جہاں میں حافظ قرآن ہے حفظ قرآن کی مآباد عالی شان ہے ان کی قدر ہو رہا ہے شان شاہی انتظام حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا جو سنا بھی تاج رکھا ہے تمہارے سر پر جو سنا بھی تاج رکھا ہے گا تمہارے سر پر ہو جو سورج سے زیادہ روشنی تھی انتظام سب کہیں جے آ رہے ہیں یہ محمد کے غلام جو پڑھے قرآن اس کا ہے بڑا اونچا مقام شکریہ حافظو اس کا رہو کرتی عرب حفظ قرآن کے لیے اللہ نے تم کو چنا
ماشاء اللہ ماشاء اللہ جزاک اللہ سو مچ فار دی نشید وی آلموسٹ آؤٹ آف ٹائم واٹ نظم ووڈ یو لائک اس ٹو پلے فار یو
اینی تھنگ
اوکے جزاک اللہ خیر السلام علیکم
وعلیکم السلام
We are going to go now for the Maghrib Azan. We're going to encourage all the men folk to proceed to the masjid and all the women folk to perform their salah immediately after the Azan. When we return, we'll have more of the Nizam Hour from myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, my co-host, Brother Norman Panjbaya. Until we meet after the break, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 7 minutes past the hour of six. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Nizam Hour with myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, and my co-host, Noman Panjbaya. And yes, there was the voice of none other than Marhum Junaid Shamshir, rahimahullah ta'ala. And I'm just thinking of the day when he actually passed away and this Nizam had gone viral. And I enjoyed it, but in my mind I was like, you know, there's many more nasheeds to his voice that would have been more applicable to, at that time, you know, more popular ones. This one was quite recent and quite new. But over time, I've just seemed to have developed a very good liking for it. And, you know, I really enjoyed this nasheed. Although my number one nasheed of his was his Mera Nabi. And I don't know if we have it on our system. I'm sure we do have it. We can play it for you later on in the program, inshallah. But in recent times, I've really seemed to develop a good liking for this. I don't know about you, Norman.
Gee, Yusuf, assalamu alaikum to all those that are joining us now. Talking about that the track, I think, you know, they were going to have a tour for him. Marhum was supposed to come here in March or April, and I think they named the tour something close to that. Yeah, I think so. And that was going to be like the featuring nasheed, you know, that was going to be like that launch nasheed for that tour. But yeah, most of the people love it. I know Brother Tai that joins us normally, he's like, that's his favorite. If you ask him to sing that one, he'll sing for us also. But yeah, so that nasheed has created a liking in many individuals' lives also. And yeah, when as you said, that when he just passed away, then actually that video of his was making the rounds, you know, that nasheed, just so that people could understand who that individual was. And that track actually showed, like, you know, that we are the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it did bring tears to the eyes, you know, with that voice.
Yes, you're live on the Nizam Hour, 011-854-1548. Lines are open. You can phone and come live on it. It's the Nizam Hour. It's your voice, your talent, and definitely your time to shine. And talking about what people are taking a liking to, and what's new on the market, Norman, is the fidget spinners. I attend the maktab, and all the kids, one day just come to me, "Ah, you got a fidget spinner." And I'm looking at them, I'm like, "What are you talking about?" They're like, "Why, you don't know what's a fidget spinner." I say, "No, I don't." So they say, "Mwala, come, we show you." And they take out this, I won't say weird looking thing, but this thing that spins. Yeah, like, you know, like a 3-year-old's toy. And they take it out, and they're like, I'm like, okay, what's so grand about it? They're like, "Mwala." It's like, everybody's buying fidget spinners now. And I'm like, it's so easy to create a trend within society. It's so easy to create a craze within the youth. But if you just poop out one beautiful sunnah, then if we can have that same affection towards it and the same response towards it, you know, like every youngster, "Come on, we learned a new sunnah today," will be so much more pleasing to the heart. You know, I'm not against fidget spinners or anything of that sort, but I'm saying we, you know, our interest, you know, and if one person has a sunnah, you're like, "Hey, man, this guy got the sunnah," then you hear it so often in the maktab, "Hey, man, he's holy." So I'm like, "So what's wrong?" He's like, no, nothing's wrong, man, but he's holy. So I'm like, but that's the general trend throughout society now. It's not only with our youngsters. Their parents are like that. Sometimes even their grandparents are like that. May Allah save us, save our progenies to come. And really, we do have to make an effort to change it. But nevertheless, we are talking about the fidget spinner. And how has it affected people's lives?
Well, Yusuf, can I ask you a question? How lenient are you there? Because most of the ustads now, I think they... I don't know if they're going to be selling those fidget spinners to others. Because they're confiscating loads and loads, you know, like... Even you ask anyone, like, "Hey, you know what, my Mulana confiscated my fidget spinner." And it's not only in South Africa. I've seen it on Instagram and, you know, Snapchat and that it's everywhere, like Canada, Australia, all those places also. So it's like worldwide, you know, it's just become something that maybe someone must have come up with an idea, and all of a sudden, it's a fidget spinner. I know someone that actually made a fidget spinner at home. So like there's like tutorials and that on YouTube, and it's saying how to save on cost. So now that thing's like about 60 rand, 100 rand or something like that. And here the individuals are making it themselves. So yeah.
Sure. Yes. Subhanallah, and that's amazing. You know, before I answer your question, I actually asked them, I said, "Okay, so what's the purpose of this?" They say, "Mana, it's a de-stressor." So I said, in that case, I might be needing about 5 students like that. So they say, so I'm like, okay, let me try it out. And I would admit that it's amusing. It's not an addiction, but you get very used to it and you want to have it with you. But in terms of de-stressing you, I don't think.
I think it's subconscious also. Like, you know, sometimes you'll just be holding it and you'll be spinning, like how Mulana has a pen in it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize it. So after a while, maybe in the start, you won't know how to do it, so you know you'll spin it.
You'll spin
after
it.
That, it's just, I think... part of life kind of thing.
It's a part of life kind of thing. I don't know, Ziad, what do you think? Do you have a fidget spinner? And I've seen some, you know, some seniors walking around with it. And maybe, like I say, I won't say call it a de-stressor, but rather it would be something just to keep you occupied or something just to calm you down or to relax you in terms of your form of relaxation or your form of maybe like a type of a distraction also for you. But yes, as parents, how has the fidget spinners affected you at home? Do children run around with these things? Do they spin it? Did it break anything yet? But I know you get the plastic ones and you get the official expensive steel ones. One came to another one, there's a Batman one and there's a glow-in-the-dark one. And I've seen all of these type of fidget spinners. You can interact with us, 072-786-1548. But for now, we go directly to our lines.
Yes, let's take our first caller. Caller, you're live on the Assalamu Alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Amina.
Amina, mashallah. Amina, where are you calling us from?
From Barberton.
From Barberton. Were you waiting long on the line?
Not so long.
Not so long. And how's the weather in Barberton?
It's cold.
It's cold. Is there any mangoes in Barberton? I think Barberton is known for mangoes, Ma Yusuf.
Yes, the Barberton Choria.
Oh, the Choria.
You get the Barberton uncle that's always at the Iskimas. You get the Barberton Chorias and the China fruits and the... I think generally most people like to buy it from him.
Is there any stock there, Amina?
No, not now, in summer.
Not only in summer, so we have to wait now. I think we're going to plan a rehla to go Baba to my Yusuf in summer. And at least, you know, we can be loaded with some of that. That choria and syrup mango and everything. But Amina, yes, what are you going to be reading for us today?
I'm going to sing number one for me.
Number one for me, okay. You can go ahead.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I was a foolish little child, crazy things I used to do, and all the pain I put you through. Mama, now I'm here for you, for all the times I made you cry, the days I told you lies. Now it's time for you to rise, for the things you sacrificed. Oh, if I could turn back time, I want, if I could make it undone, I said that I would make it up to you. Mom, I'm grown up now, and it's not too late. I'd like to put a smile on your face every day. Mom, I'm grown up now, it's a brand new day. I'd like to put a smile on your face every day. You know you are the number one for me. You know you are the number one for me. You know you are the number one for me. Oh, oh, number one for me.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Yes, Mom, you are the number one for me. I don't know how to sing that thing. I'll be like, Mom, you are the number one for me. But MashaAllah, Amina, you sang it very, very well. And what do you want our engineer to play for you?
Anything.
Anything. Okay, do you like a Urdu or Arabic one? Or
Arabic.
English?
Arabic.
Arabic. Okay, Brother Ziad, inshallah, our engineer will play for you something in Arabic, okay? JazakAllah so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Talking about the fidget spinners, and someone sends me a message here. Assalamu alaikum, Maulana. You're talking about fidgets? Yeah, all the different ones. And I got a picture of different types of fidget spinners here. We've got one, the glow-in-the-dark one. I see the metal one they've been speaking about. There's another one that looks very different compared to the rest. And I will try and put this picture on our Twitter account, Radio Islam, or hi there, our personal accounts, YM Ravid. But there's another one I'm seeing now, the actual Batman one, which they talk about. In the Batman one, it's not a, how would you say, a three-way one, it's two. Mm. There's only two edges. How do you say it? Is it a,
so it's, we'll say it's not a pyramid, but it's a bicycle.
It's a two-way.
So one is a tricycle, and the last one will be a bicycle.
So it's a two-way spinner instead of a three-way spinner. And I would actually think it would be easier to play with, the way I'm looking at it. I was, you know, sometimes I play with it, if you're not used to it, if you don't have the rhythm on your finger,
then
the 3-way one can knock you. And looking at the Batman one, okay, it's so cool. I don't think they call it, it is a Batman one per se, but it looks like the Batman shape, and that's the way it looks. So yes, we are talking about the fidget spinners, and that's a craze among the youth nowadays. I don't know about if it's a craze among the seniors as well, and middle-aged people. I know you see a lot of the youngsters, so I suppose we can ask all of our callers today. Let's do a survey from now till 7 o'clock, inshallah. Let's see how many of our Radio Islam listeners do possess a fidget spinner. And Brother Osama lifting up his hand. I don't know if he's saying one, I have one, or he's telling me we have a caller. He says, I have four callers or four fidget spinners. Let's go to our line. Assalamu alaikum. Caller, you live in here. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
And who are we?
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And who are we speaking to? What's your name?
Nafia.
Nafia, where are you calling us from, Nafia?
Roshni.
From Roshni. How's it today in Roshni?
Nice.
Nice. And how old are you?
Five.
So big you are. How you grew up so quickly?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And what? And what you done today, Nafia?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Yeah.
Totally, you just sat. You didn't play. You didn't go with your mommy anywhere. You didn't go visit anyone. What you done?
Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. And what are you going to do for us now?
To read my Tabatiyada.
Okay, you can.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Tabatiyada Abi Lahab Yuwatak Ma Ahna Anhu Maluhu Wa Ma Kasak Sayasla Naran Zata Lahab Wa Amra'atu حمالة الحسب في جيدي يا حبل مسد.
ما شاء الله. And what nazam would you like us to play for you?
هل في ربي
حس به ربي جل الله. اوكي ان شاء الله we will play there for you. جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم.
Assalamualaikum.
Talking about the Padira, and you know what, this is also an encouragement for myself. Recently in the Maktab, we're doing a kitab called Siratul Mustafa, compiled by Hazrat Mawlana Idris Tandih Alawi Rahimahullah. And they speak about the story of Abu Lahab. And they mention that Abu Lahab, he said, Tabban laka ya Muhammad alihada jama'atana. When he cursed the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and saying, was it for this reason that you gathered us to talk about one Allah and to speak against our gods? Then the ayat of Tabbat Yada in the surah was revealed. And he mentioned it later on when he died in such a pitiable, in such a dishonorable condition that he developed a cyst, and that cyst was the reason and the cause for his death, so much so that his body had become so demeaning and so unattractive, and also so fearful that none of his family members wanted to touch him out of fear that they would pick up the disease. And it mentioned such that his body lay for a few days until some of his family members said that we are dishonoring him so much, let us at least hire some Abyssinian slaves, and with wooden sticks they actually picked him up. And not, there was no ghusl, there was no kafan, there was nothing. They actually just picked him up and threw him in a hole.
Sure.
And that also not with their bare hands. They used wooden planks to pick him up because they feared touching him and getting the disease from him. And that makes you think that when Allah wants to disgrace, then really Allah will disgrace us. May Allah save us from his disgrace and always keep us among those whom he honors and him whom he preserves for the sake of his deen. Going back to our lines, caller, you're live on air.
Assalamu alaikum, caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu. And who are we speaking to?
Khadija.
Khadija. And Khadija, where are you calling us from?
From Kensington.
From Kensington. Oh, okay. I think that's close to Bedford View, right?
Okay.
Is it close to Bedford View?
I don't know.
No. Oh, okay, Khadija. And how old are you?
5
years old. And what are you going to be singing or reading for us today?
I'm going to sing That's My Lord.
That's My Lord, the little fish said.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Allah made everything. Allah made everything in the earth, in the blue sky. A little fish in the bottom of the ocean, moving in a lord in a very cool motion. Did you ever wonder where you came from? Who is the lord of Hawkins? Asian, the little fish said, that's my lord, the little fish said, that's my lord, the little fish said. Hey little bird, soup, where you pie? Light up the sky, what color is it? Tell me who made you and it. Me to walk and you to fly. That's my lord, the little fish said. That's my lord, the little bird said. That's... Huh? Huh? What's the lord?
Allah, the creator of them all.
Creator, there's no one as a creator. So why do we stand so stupid to recognize what's not me for the night? Signed for my lord. Handy the gate, the shoes there. Who's your maker by old way? Do you crumb and do you swear? Who controls everything? The alligator said, that's my lord. The alligator said, that's my lord. The alligator said, that's my lord. Ooh, Allah, forgive us all. That's my lord, the lion said. That's my lord, the lion said. Ooh, Allah, forgive us all. After all, the world moved to the side. We threw us in and didn't know that. Wherever I see, wherever I find, I'll keep you moving. Alhamdulillah. Praise my Lord, Alhamdulillah. Praise my Lord, Alhamdulillah. Praise my Lord, Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar, our creator. There's no one creator. So why do we stand though? You've got to recognize what's meant me for a nice sign from my Lord.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, what a beautiful rendition. And what nazm would you like us to play for you?
Allah made everything.
Allah made everything. Okay. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Salam. Talking about this Nizam, I recently did the 15th Shaban program in Houghton Masjid in the Hedzing weekend. One of those nasheeds that he rendered for the night was, "Hey little fish, here's the bottom of the moving along." I know I promised our listeners to.
I think inshallah when we go for our rehlas, we need to do a live, you know, a live rendition of that "Hey little fish." No, but I think we must do it. We need to do it with our, with the action. So like, you know, like a fish, so now we must act like a fish, and you know.
I went to a maktab jalsa, and that's what the children did.
Oh, you did?
Some of them had like a fish outfit, and some had a lion outfit, and some of them had fish mask and lion mask, and they were going, "Hey little fish." So that's my man's plans for the rehla. Yes, 2 weeks, almost just 2 weeks for the month of Ramadan. Yes, Ramadan is almost here, Sheikh Sama. And when it comes to the month of Ramadan, Nizam Hour comes live to you. We're not going to let the secret out of the bag yet as to where we are going during the month of Ramadan. We're going to keep it, keep the excitement and keep the enthusiasm within everyone there. But your town might be lucky, or maybe you heard already, but in the town between your Molana or your school or your upper, that the Radio Islam team will be coming. If you are from that particular town, then please make sure you are available on that Saturday so that you can be a experience a live broadcast of the Nizam Hour live in your town. It is fun. It is fun indeed.
Yes, and Ma Yusuf, I think there's a bigger surprise in the month of Ramadan, looking at the rehlas. I think it's a surprise for us as well. That weekend, that's what we'll be going out also, inshallah. And yeah, it's a bigger surprise. I think the people
are. Are we more excited? Are they?
I think I'm more excited.
Let's not let too much out of the bag, but nevertheless, yes, the month of Ramadan in itself is a month that we have to be excited. Recently, we had the 15th of Shaban, and when addressing people in the Virgin, I mentioned that how much of excitement did we have for this day. And a simple example is when we know we can score something and we can really benefit with without any charge or mahala, as they say. Like recently in the week, they had that fly safe. 3 tickets, and you know, you have pictures of people sitting with a few laptops and tablets and the phones, sitting on 8 devices just to try and get into the system. And it made sense. You know, one person walked into my office and he told me, "You know, you're crazy to sit with your phone there." And I said, "Well, you can afford the ticket." Yeah, I'm saving 2 grand or 3 grand. It's worth it at the end of the day, you know. But if you think about it in terms of an Islamic perspective, we had the 15th of Shaban, where Allah Ta'ala is saying that a moment which normally comes only once during the night is now coming throughout the night. Every moment is a tahajjud moment. And how many of us actually took leave from work, saying that, you know what, let me free myself from any responsibilities, any work the next day, so I can accomplish the entire night in ibadah. Like how we have sometimes a long weekend, we find a day for in between two long weekends, we say, okay, let me take leave on this Friday so I can score a whole weekend. It makes sense. I'm not saying, I'm not against it, but I'm saying, why don't we do the same for Islam, especially when we are on the back foot, especially when we don't have an account in Akhirah that is so fruitful, when we don't have an account in Akhirah that is so full, especially when we already know that when it comes to accountability and it comes to questioning, we're already in problems at question number one. You know, you take that exam paper, it comes to you and you're like, question one, and you're like, oh. Question one is, let's imagine the rest of the paper. So in question one, we're in problems, then what will happen to the rest of the paper? So what was our attitude? We still have chance. 15th of Shaban is gone. It was a reminder for us, but that excitement should be there for the month of Ramadan. Let us try and excite ourselves. Let's create that hype. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had his hype. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. That was the hype in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's see how we can create that hype in our families, in our homes, among our children, among our parents. Children are going to maktab, they're picking it up from the ustads. Take it home. Go to your parents. Say, "This is what I learned about Ramadan. This is what I learned about being excited in the month of Ramadan." Parents, share it with your children. Yes, you might not have them the whole night, but sometimes you're guaranteed to be with them at least on the table for a meal. After that, they go on, it's their phones, it's their friends. So use the time while you're on the table, while you're having a meal, to share this important information with them. And let's not try to be too formal about it. Let us make people understand. You know, we can't always use the orthodox approach of just trying to harp and preach and preach and preach. Let us try and make people understand the importance of the month of Ramadan.
Jima, Yusuf, and you know, words of wisdom there from you. But let's go back to our callers. Let's take our first caller. Caller, you're live on Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Salaam.
And who are we speaking to?
Muhammad Pochi.
Muhammad Pochi, and where are you calling us from?
Nigeria.
from Nigel. And Muhammad Bochi, can I ask you something? Do you have a fidget spinner?
Huh?
Do you have a fidget spinner?
Fidget spinner.
You don't have a fidget spinner, but do you know, does your friends have fidget spinners?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think Muhammad Pochi is very good. He doesn't do all these things, Maha Yusuf. But Muhammad, so Maha Yusuf, that's one down, right? That's part of our survey. Muhammad, what are you going to be singing or reading for us today?
Bismillah.
Okay, you can go ahead. Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ما كسب سيسلى نارا ذات لهب وتب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. محمد, when did you learn that surah? Was it in madrasa? Or your parents taught you?
My ummi taught me.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And yes, that reward is also going to be for your ummi. And what do you want our engineer to play for you? Which nasheed do you like?
The new Hasbi Rabbi.
The new Hasbi Rabbi. Okay, we're going to play that for you, inshallah.
I'm going on the morning before I go to school.
Before you go to school, then you hear... something like that, right?
Okay.
Okay, inshallah, we will play that for you. Jazakallah for calling us, Muhammad.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum.
Huh?
Okay, brother Osama, inshallah, you will be playing that track for our listener. And let's take our next caller. Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And who are we speaking to?
Aisha Mullah.
Aisha Mullah. And Aisha, where are you calling us from?
Binoni.
From Binoni. Where? Binoni in Actonville, Actionville, Rainswit.
In
Lakefield.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, mashallah. And do you have a fidget spinner?
No.
Do you know someone that has it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so
do
I
you want a fidget spinner?
Okay.
You want one?
No.
You don't want one?
No.
Okay, tell us, what's your reason?
I'm going to read Alam Nash.
Okay, you're going to read Alam Nash. Okay, bismillah.
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Allah min ajla laka sadaq wa wada'na anka wifdaq Allah anka dahsahtak wa dafa'na laka zikdaq fa inna ma'al usti yusdaq inna ma'al usti yusdaq fa idha fadakhta fanta fa ila rabbika fadukhab fa ila rabbika
fadukhab
fadukhab.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. What is it would you like us to play for you?
مولاي
صلي وسلم دائما أبدا. Okay, inshallah. جزاك الله for the call. السلام عليكم.
Can my sister speak?
Your sister wants to speak. No problem. Bring your sister on the line.
السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. Who are we speaking to?
آمينة مولا.
آمينة مولا. And how are you keeping today, آمينة?
Pardon?
How are you keeping today?
Fine, thank you.
Alhamdulillah. And what are you going to do for us?
I'm going to read Ara'ayta Alladhi.
Ara'ayta Alladhi. Okay, bismillah.
Ara'ayta Alladhi yukarri bi'tin fadhalika alladhi yadu'u liyati wa la yahudu ala ta'amin miski wa waylu lil musallin alladhi nahum an salatim sa'un wa lam na'un ma'un.
MashaAllah. And what nizam would you like us to play for you? أوتو مولاي صلي. أوكي, جزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم.
وعليكم
السلام. ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. Yes, so I think we but two down part of our survey.
Shockingly Sheikh Osama, do you have a fidget spinner? He says no. What are you talking about? He's looking very cold today, and he's looking very dressed very warm, man. I don't know if he's sick. He's looking very energetic today, Sheikh Osama. He's looking a bit sick. Allah give him shifa, inshallah. He's just telling us, okay, don't worry, six callers, don't talk too much. Go back to the lines. Let's go back to the lines. 011-854-1548. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And who are we speaking to?
Yusuf.
How are you, Yusuf?
Alhamdulillah.
What a beautiful name. Do you like your name? MashaAllah, I also like my name. You know what's my name?
Take a guess.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, my name is Yusuf. What's your surname?
Lahir.
Lahir? Okay, mashallah. And what are you going to do for us today, Yusuf Lahir?
I'm going to read a surah.
You're going to read a surah. What surah are you going to read?
Suratul Bainah.
Suratul?
Bainah.
Okay, and just tell us before that, do you have a fidget spinner?
No.
No, you also don't have a fidget spinner, so do you want a fidget spinner?
No.
No, why you don't want the fidget spinner?
I don't need one.
You don't need one, that's it, my boy. Okay, bismillah, you may start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم بينة رسول من الله يأتي صفا مطهرا فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن ذلك لمن خشي ربه.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Nu'man, I don't know if you know the surah.
I do know it.
No, I'm talking to my friend Nu'man here. But generally, everyone is very scared to read the surah. They say it's very difficult. So I'm going to say MashaAllah to you for reciting, okay?
Yes.
Jazakumullah khair. When does Amuj like us to play for you, Yusuf?
My mom is amazing.
Your mom is amazing. Okay, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Wa alaikum assalam. Yes, Surah Bayyinah. I know normally you get nightmares in the maktab, in the Murana used to come and say, hey, read Surah Bayyinah for us.
Then you know you start off.
I don't know that surah.
Oh, best is you start off and you read like three, and before you know you come to that circle. But, you know?
No, I used to make tawaf in the surah. Sheikh Usafa is laughing. Let's go back to our lines. Caller, you're live on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
And who are we speaking to?
Masiha.
Masiha?
Yes.
Where are you calling us from, Masiha?
I'm calling from Joburg.
From Joburg, where? Central Joburg, Mayfair, Robert Shemway.
I'm calling from Crown Gardens near Evans Park.
Crown Gardens near Evans Park, mashallah. And do you have a fidget spinner?
No.
No. Sure, Ma Yusuf, I think, you know what, we're going to be... I think our theory is going to be wrong today. But what are you going to be singing or reading for us today?
I'm going to be reading Surah Humazah and the meaning.
Okay, you can go ahead. Bismillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah. No.
Waylul.
Waylul li kulli humazatin lumazah. Alladhi jama'a malan wa qaddadah. يحسب أن ماله أهلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة destruction to every backbiter slanderer. He who gathers wealth and counts it, he thinks his wealth will remain with him forever. Never. He will certainly be thrown into the crusher. Do you know what the crusher is? It is the fire of Allah which has been kindled, which rises above the heart. Indeed, if the fire will lock over them in extended pillars, the flames of the fire will be huge and high like pillars.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. I want you to keep the translation with you for life, inshallah. And every time you read surahs in Quran, know the meaning with it, then you can understand what you're speaking to Allah about, okay?
Yes.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Mulana,
gee.
I want you to play either Mountains of Mecca or
which one?
Deen al-Islam.
Okay, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, so important to know what you're reciting in Quran. And just this 15th Shaban, Mawlana Suleiman Mullah giving a bayan in the Nurul Islam Masjid. And he used the very same example of this very same surah, saying that, you know, you spend your whole day trying to make money or trying to do this one down or one in, how are you going to make extra 1,000 year or extra 1,000 day? And then your whole day is just focused on money, and then you come for the Maghrib Salah and you hear the Imam reading, وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ أَلَّذِي جَمَعَ مَا لَهُ وَعَدَّدَ. The one who thinks that he's just going to keep all his wealth, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدٍ, he's going to keep it forever. No, كَلَّا, it will never happen. You know, he said, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرْ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرَ, that it will never end. Your grief for wealth will never end until you enter the graveyard. Mm-hmm. And he says, you'll only understand Quran if you understand. You'll only have that effect of Quran if you only understand its meaning. A beautiful point he made. And he said, if you understand Quran, you will look for the slowest Taraweeh in the month of Ramadan. The problem is we don't understand Quran, and it's our fault, and we go for the fastest Taraweeh because fast is just listening to Quran. But when you actually understand what the person is saying, you want him to say, let him read this ayat another 15 times. It's so beautiful, it's so amazing. But that's the problem we have. And when our children go, they go to the maktab. The maktab syllabus has been created for them to at least know the know the last 20 or 30 surahs with meaning. But what happens, it's not sustained. They do it for those few years and they forget it. And those are the primary surahs, if you're not a hafid, which you read every day in your salah. At least that you can achieve in your lifetime, that when you read in salah, you know what you're talking with your Allah, then you can relate to it, inshallah. We're going to go for a short and a sheep break, and when we return, we take more of your calls. Stay tuned. Allahu, 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 Allah, Allah, Allah.
جب چمکا چل ادا کا شور ہوا سب نے مل کے یہی کہا پر ہے شیطان نور محمد صلی اللہ
حق اللہ حق اللہ حق اللہ حق اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ حق اللہ حق اللہ حق اللہ حق اللہ
کرتے تھے اہل مسلمانوں پر وہ ظلم و تشدد کرتے تھے شہر رب میں رہتے تھے بت کی عبادت کرتے تھے شہر رب میں رہتے تھے بت کی عبادت کرتے تھے.
Yes, welcome back to the Nizam Hour. The time has just gone 15 minutes to the hour of 7. Well, was that the good way of saying the time? Why is it 15 minutes to the hour of 7?
15 minutes to the hour of 7. It's very sad news. The program is always coming, almost coming to an end.
Yes, so we do have callers on the line, brother. Brother Osama, can we take our caller? Yes, let's take our caller. Caller, you're live on the air. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Hamza Abbas.
Hamza Abbas. And where are you calling us from, Hamza Abbas?
From Azadwal.
From Azadwal. I think that the Abbas family in Azadwal is well known, my Yusuf. But, Hamza, do you have a fajr spanner?
No.
Sure. Do your friend have?
Yeah.
And do you want one?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's average. Someone that doesn't have it and wants it. So I think maybe it's still five down and one, you know, in the pipeline. But Hamza Abbas, what are you going to read for us today?
A surah.
A surah. Which surah are you going to read?
Surah Korya.
Surah Korya. Bismillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Al-Qari'atu mal-Qari'ah. Wa ma adraka mal-Qari'ah. يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية وما أدراك ما هي نار حامية.
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله حمزة. And what do you want our engineer to play for you?
Anyone of today's seasons.
Okay, inshallah our engineer will play that for you. Jazakallah for giving us a call.
My brother wants to speak.
Your brother wants to speak. Okay. Yusuf, his brother wants to speak. Let's take his brother on the line.
Brother, you're alive on air. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
And what's your name?
Umar Abbas.
Umar Abbas. MashaAllah. What you say, Umar?
Nothing.
Why you say nothing? What you done today?
I packed my cupboard and I made dua for a fajr spanner.
You made dua for a fajr spanner?
Yeah.
He's on my team, Norman. And what fajr spanner you want? You want the plastic one, the steel one, the Batman one? Which one?
The Batman one.
The Batman one he wants. Okay, the Batman one is the one that he wants. Alright, and what are you going to do first, Umar?
Kul huwallahu ahad.
Kul huwallahu ahad. Okay, bismillah, you may begin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
ما شاء الله. And what Nizam would you like us to play for you?
One of Junaid Jamshid.
Junaid Jamshid, one of them.
One of the Junaid Jamshid ones. Okay. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Mulana?
Gee, my boy.
My brother wants to speak.
What's his name? Depends. His name is Yusuf, then only he can speak. What's his name?
Zaid.
Zaid? Okay, I like Zaid. He can speak, no problem.
Salam.
Walaikum salam. And Zaid, how old are you?
3 years.
3 years?
Yes.
Oh, okay, mashallah. What did you do today?
Play only.
You play? Played with loom bands. That's another thing, my Yusuf. Loom bands, yeah. Maybe it might be coming back into, you know, what do you say? Back in? I can't get that word.
Like fashion.
Fashion. Yeah, fashion. I think fashion. And what are you going to be reading for us?
Hasbi Rabbi.
Hasbi Rabbi. Okay, you can read for us.
Hasbi Rabbi.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And what do you want our engineer to play for you? Also, Junaid Jamshid.
Mawlaya Salli.
Che?
Mawlaya Salli.
Okay, inshallah, we will play that for you, okay?
Okay.
Jazakallah for calling. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, so loom bench is another thing, Yusuf, making its way into fashion somehow. And then on Twitter, we're getting an interaction which says, let me just get to you quickly, just another money-making gimmick.
Yes, some could say that. Yeah.
It's like 60 to 100 rand per thing. I think I'll get a Machachos burger for that much. But, yeah.
It's supper time and Omani is hungry. He doesn't want to be on air. So let's see if our next caller is going to give out the Machacho burger. Let's see. Caller, you are live on air. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what is your name?
Azra.
Azra, where are you calling us from?
Lens.
From Lens. Where in Lens?
Extension 1.
Extension 1. In which street?
5 Lark Street.
5 Lark Street.
By Rainbow Masjid. I think you stay opposite Rainbow. Do you stay opposite Rainbow Masjid or like 2-3 doors away?
No man was good in geography in school. Okay, Azra, what are you going to do for us?
A surah.
Tell us, do you have a fidget spinner?
No.
You want the fidget spinner?
Yeah, but inshallah I'll get one.
Inshallah you get one. Which one you want?
I want the normal one.
The Barbie one.
The normal one. Do you get a Barbie one?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay, find out for us if you get a Barbie one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, but now read for us. Bismillah, you may begin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل والله أحد الله السمد لم يلد ولم يولد لم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Your cousin wants to speak. No problem. Bring your cousin on the line.
Salam.
Kazi, what's happening?
Nothing.
What's this cousin's name?
Muhammad.
Muhammad who?
Bamji.
Muhammad Bamji, where you stay?
I stay Extension 5.
Extension 5. Okay, where in Extension 5 you stay?
Huh?
Which street?
Luck?
I'm by my nanny.
You came to visit your nanny and did your nanny give you sweets?
Yes.
Tell Nani she must buy for you one fidget spinner.
Okay.
You want the fidget spinner?
Yes.
You got one?
No.
Okay, Nani's going to buy for you one, okay?
Okay.
Nani must be shouting me in the background. Okay, what are you going to sing for me, my boy? Are you going to sing or are you going to read?
Read.
Okay, Bismillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك القوثر فصلي لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر.
MashaAllah. And what Nizam would you like us to play for you, Muhammad?
Yeah, Zain.
Okay, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
I really love the name Muhammad. You know when you go to the Arab countries, and Muhammad. Just the way they say it, like, ya Muhammad. Everyone's Muhammad. Like, ya Muhammad.
You know in Bangladesh when we went also, their names have to have Muhammad, like, in the name. So it's either Muhammad something or something Muhammad. But, like, if you don't have Muhammad, then they're, like, shocked, like, you know. So, like, we have to say, like, no, this one is, even if your name is, like, Abdul or something, you'll just say, even if your name is Muhammad or something, you know, they'll still say, okay, only Muhammad. You need to have, like, you know, whatever, the Maya Bengali names are also but difficult to say. But, like, they have Muhammad in their names. So, you know, it's like one of the things. When a child is born, it's like Muhammad something or something Muhammad.
MashaAllah. So, you know if the guy's from Bangladesh and you say, okay, he's from Bangladesh. Okay, MashaAllah. That's Nomad giving us some of his research on the Bangladesh. So, how would the Bangladeshi cricket team be like?
So, it's like Muhammad Ashraful.
Muhammad Ashraful.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Okay, let's see. We've got two more callers. Let's try and wrap them up as soon as possible before we conclude. But so far, I think the fidget spinner's poll at the moment is going more towards yes than no, Norman.
Yeah, and then also, if you look at it, I think most of the callers were like our young girls that were calling in. And
maybe the boys are more interested.
So I think they're busy with the fidget spinners.
Intense research here on the Nizam Hour, and it's regarding fidget spinners. And I wonder what the parents feel about it, because it's not something I think really like that will affect parents, like unless parents don't want to buy it. But I don't think it's a nuisance for them within the household. Like, you know, like a soccer ball with a boy running around kicking the ball and irritating his mother. This actually might help parents to occupy their children.
I think they do it. They're like, you know, I go sit in the corner and play with your fidget. sometimes. It's like, you know.
No, man.
I think teachers need to use this in. You know, I think they shouldn't confiscate it. If the child is making a noise, like, you know what, just sit down and play with your fidget spinner. I think there'll be more control.
I met a youngster who told me, he said that I can't concentrate without the fidget spinner. So I told him, you're so young, I don't even think you know what it is to concentrate. Sure. Like, what's the definition? Oh. Like, he's such a small boy. So he's telling me, no, I'm serious, I can't concentrate. I say, so what you done before you had the fidget spinner? So he looks at me, he's like, no, I used to like concerts. I say, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just troubling him. But you asked me earlier about the Maktab children. I'm like, only one youngster comes to Marissa with his fidget spinner. And generally, he gives it to me to play with. And like so, anytime I play with it. So none of them do come with it. Okay, perhaps I have created 8 children, so they're not so interested into fidget spinners. But you'll be shocked. They do have a liking towards it. Maybe a lot of them don't bring it to Madrasa. But let's see our next 2 callers. Are they fidget spinners likers or not?
Caller, you're live on here. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
And who are we speaking to?
Ihsan.
Ihsan, mashallah. And where are you calling us from, Ihsan?
Lens.
From Lens, where in Lens?
Extension 1.
Extension 1, close to Radio Islam or close to, like the, you know,
Qubbatul
close
Islam.
Yeah, Qubbatul Islam.
Qubbatul Islam.
Good guess, my Yusuf, mashallah. And Ihsan, what are you going to read for us?
I'm going to read a surah.
Okay, what surah are you going to read?
Nas.
Bismillah. So you can start.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas, sharril waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you a hafid and a qari, inshaAllah. Ameen. Jazakallah. And what do you want our engineer to play for you?
Meto Ummati.
Okay, inshaAllah, we will try and play that for you. Jazakallah for giving us a call, Ihsan. Assalamu alaikum.
That was Ihsan. In concluding the program, our last caller, what surah Nas? He said, okay, Ma, this is the final surah. This is the final caller. Let's just end things now. It's just 3 minutes to the hour of 7. We're going to go for a short nasheed break. And when we return, we'll wrap up the program. Stay tuned. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والخلقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حال من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق مولاي صلي دائما أبدا على حبيبي خير خلق الله
كلهم مولاي صلي دائما أبدا على حبيبي خير خلق الله كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير
میں تو امتی ہوں اے شاہ امم کر دے میرے آقا اب نظر کرم میں تو امتی ہوں اے شاہ امم کر دے میرے آقا اب نظر کرم میں تو
Meta Ummati Ho Shahe Umam, the voice of Junaid Jamshed. And prior to that was Mana Imtiaz Sirat. And talking about him, what you can expect on the Nizam Hour next weekend, inshallah, we hope to have a new launch of a new track from his side. Track title is called Thug Life. So inshallah, we're hoping to either have him live on the Nizam Hour, or we will be launching the Nizam for him here in South Africa. But for now, this brings us to a closure of yet another marvelous and exciting edition of the Nizam Hour this weekend. And yes, every weekend just has something unique to it and something different. And the weekend countdown to Ramadan is there. How many weekends is left, Rahman?
I think 2 weekends, 2 Saturdays, so 2 Nizam hours before Ramadan. That's our count.
That's our count. And I think the first week we will be also in studio. I think the first weekend of Ramadan will be starting on a weekend. So I don't think so. There will be a rihla. So maybe 2 or 3 to expect. I'm not too sure about it. But inshallah, we will be looking forward to the month of Ramadan as well as the rihla. And coming to you next week and launch of a nasheed by Maulana Imtiaz Sirat. But for tonight, from myself, Yusuf Muhammad Rawat, our sound engineer, brother Usama, and joined before him was Ziad, and my co-host, Nauman Panjbaya. Until we meet next week, fi amanillah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
میرے آقا اب نظر کرم میں تو امتی ہوں اے شاہ امم کر دے میرے آقا اب نظر کرم جس کو بلایا گیا وہی عرش بری ہے آنکھ کے سوا ایسا کوئی نہیں ہے جس کی نہ بات کوئی رب نے بھی ٹالی کوئی رب نے بھی ٹالی